previously on Pitch.
Am I seeing you tonight?
Careful.
He has no idea.
Hey.
Hi, Dad.
Coming to the house for dinner on Sunday?
Been all right for myself.
For a guy from Queens?
I needed something to believe in. Something that let me know I was going to get out of there. And sabermetrics or math helped me do that.
I'm scouting locations for a sports bar. The first of a nationwide franchise. Scroogey's Bar and Grill.
If you're talking partnerships, I'm listening.
Now is not the time to capitalize on your sister's fame.
Am I really the only one who's noticed? It's like we're playing with a supermodel.
Come on, man. How much do you even know about Ginny?
Did you know that she hums Katy Perry songs when she stretches?
No.
I do, because I've spent about 100 more hours talking to her than you.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Mike watches Ginny stretch. In Al's office.
Are you happy here? The reason I ask is I know you've had to play some first base lately. We know you love to catch. And the odds are stacked against us making the playoffs.
I'll let you know how happy I am by the end of the day.
It's his job to lead.
Ginny is not always that easy.
If he wants a ring, that's what he's going to have to do. It's not like he's going anywhere.
Chicago.
Mike enters the clubhouse.
All right, I'll kick it off. Mike Lawson, are his days numbered in San Diego? A supposed lifelong Padre destined for the Hall of Fame could soon be playing his last game at Petco. Sources say Lawson has okayed a trade to the Cubs, although the Padres are tight-lipped.
Well, the front office can't keep us in suspense much longer.
Hello?
Mike, I have Ted Copeland for you.
Fine, put him through.
I'm excited for the September 1st deadline.
Mike Lawson, how the hell are you?
Hey, doing all right.
Mike, we don't have a deal yet, but Oscar gave me the go-ahead to reach out.
I don't want to keep you, buddy. I just have one question.
What's your ring size?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
We want you on the Cubs, Mike. We want you to be our catcher.
And in exchange, we want to get you that ring.
How big's your smile right now?
Ear to ear.
Good.
Because my plan is to have you here at Wrigley in 2 days.
I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, Ted. Appreciate it.
Ginny finds Mike in her locker area.
Oh, God, I hope you weren't doing anything gross in here.
I just had to take a call.
I can't tell you how annoying it is to turn on the TV and hear all these talking heads go on and on about you. Everywhere I go, it's Mike-o-mania. It's like no one else plays on this team.
Mike-o-mania, huh?
Nothing catchy goes with Lawson. Go ahead, try. Lawsanity. Lawsophrenia. See? Hey, so nobody here actually believes you waived your no-trade clause. Did you?
You my agent?
We're only 7 games out of the wild card. You're not going anywhere.
The Padres are still in it.
Mathematically speaking, the Padres are still in the wild card hunt, sure. But if the reports are true, I can't fault Lawson for wanting to go to a real contender.
Well, tell that to the Padre fans. Mike Lawson's an infidel. Did Ernie Banks leave the Cubs? Did Cal Ripken leave the Orioles? No, they played
infidel.
For one team.
A little harsh, don't you think?
Mike strolls to his locker. His teammates gather around the overhead monitors. Fox presents Pitch, Scratched, read by Therese McLaughlin. Wearing a bodysuit covered in tracking markers, Ginny pitches in a training area.
All right, that's great, Jenny. Hold on one second.
Elliot joins workers at their laptops.
Have you guys thought about ditching the mocap trackers so you can just use the inertial suit so you don't have to haul around all this gear?
They shoot him a look.
Guess you have.
Comfortable? I know these ping pong suits can be a little awkward the first time.
All good.
Cool.
I'm just excited to be a Super Mario version of myself.
Aw, I think we're more high-tech than Super Mario.
It's a bummer, I like Mario.
Oh.
How's it looking?
Perfect. I don't really know anything about baseball, but they said that you look really good.
Okay.
Mike Lawson.
Oh, yeah. They want to know if Mike Lawson is getting traded?
No. Take it to the bank. Yeah,
he's not going.
Will, how's my form?
Perfect.
Is he hitting on her?
Definitely. Don't worry. G can handle herself. And I think she digs him. Hey, these downloadable add-ons are free, right?
Yeah.
They should charge $1 for hers. I mean, even if she only gets a small percentage, that's still a decent paycheck.
That's not how it works. Using Ginny's likeness in a game goes through the Players Association.
Good idea, though, right?
So I think we're ready for the screwball. Also, I'd love to take you to dinner.
How would your boss feel about you asking a client?
Hey, Noah, can you come look at this?
Hold that thought. 1 second.
Noah steps away and Elliot approaches.
Dude, that's Noah Casey. He's basically the Mark Zuckerberg of mocap.
Really?
I like to think Mark is the Noah Casey of social media platforms.
Elliot leaves. Ginny smiles at Noah.
So why is the CEO of the company doing the text job?
Oh, I like to get my hands dirty. So dinner?
Here's the thing, Noah. My life's basically all baseball. Even when I'm not pitching, I'm wearing little ping pong balls pretending to pitch. And to be honest, it's a little rough going to restaurants these days without being hounded for autographs and selfies, so.
What time you want me to pick you up?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Damn. All right.
Noah smiles awkwardly. Nighttime, at his home, Lip faces Ginny on the patio.
You hear anything?
About what?
Mike agreeing to a trade with the Cubs.
He hasn't said anything to me.
Hey, come on, it's getting cold. If he's leaving, the guys should hear from him.
The guys? Looking out for the guys, are you?
Yeah.
Inside.
Hey. What? You turned him down? A billionaire. I barely had time for this dinner.
Ginny, you need to get some.
What?
What? I'm just saying, it wouldn't hurt to have a little fun or at least release some stress.
Yeah, he's right. You do need to release some stress with a billionaire.
Hey, it is not like my sister did not just sign a huge endorsement deal, okay? She doesn't need some guy's dowry.
Thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
Do you guys already have a menu for Scroogey's?
Wow, you aren't wasting any time.
Hey, you gotta strike when the iron is hot.
You sure you really want to commit to something that's so much about me?
Sis, that's who I am. Ginny Baker's brother, and I'm cool with that.
Will, do you even have any food industry experience?
Yes, I ran a coffee shop in North Carolina.
A coffee shop?
Yeah, and you're forgetting I was pursuing a business degree before I met someone with his own dream. Now it's my turn.
So are we just gonna, like, put off our plan to have another kid?
Well, we didn't plan the first two. Come on, Blip, I want to do this. I want to invest.
Invest? Invest what? My money?
Blip.
Damn.
No, that's a figure of speech. My means ours. Evie and I's. Our money.
You're damn right. I can't do this unless we're both in.
Okay.
Yes! Stop touching me! Stop! Cheers! Get him up!
In Ginny's hotel room.
Obviously, the big trade news in the air is circling around Mike Lawson and the San Diego Padres. Right now, they're overloaded behind the plate with both Lawson and rookie sensation LeVon Duarte. Clearly, Duarte has the youth, but Mike Lawson has the experience. And no...
Sitting on her bed, Ginny turns off the TV. She looks at an email notification reading, Super Noah needs your help. An animated video plays.
Super Noah needs your help. Our hero's heart was stolen. And without it, his powers are worthless.
The animated characters meet.
Super Noah has his powers again. Thank you, Super Ginny. To continue to the next level, text 310-369-4950.
Morning at the stadium.
Ed Rossi from El Cajon, you're on the Mighty 1090. How you doing?
Terrible. This is a dark day in San Diego. This new guy, Charlie Graham, he's a tech guy. He doesn't even know baseball. He doesn't care about Mike Lawson or the fans. He just cares about the bottom line.
Mike arrives at the stadium. Security guards and other workers applaud the catcher as he approaches the clubhouse. He high-fives two staff members as he walks down a corridor. In a wide hallway, Amelia spots Mike.
So are the rumors true? Are you really leaving?
Oh, you tell me. You claim to know everything.
Whatever. Just let Ginny know when you know.
Why? I don't owe anyone an explanation or a goodbye or a go to hell. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm standing here talking to you tomorrow.
See, I think that you gave the okay to be traded. But you're holding your cards close because you don't want to walk it back if it doesn't happen.
You know, but if it does, then, you know, then maybe I'll say my goodbyes.
To the groupies.
To definitely the groupies, yeah.
Don't hug me.
I wasn't gonna.
They share a look, then Mike walks off.
Tell Ginny.
He enters the clubhouse. In Oscar's office.
Ah, we gotta think long game, Oscar. I mean, we're gonna be stacking the cupboard with prospects. And we have LeVon Duarte, who some would argue is a better catcher than Mike. All right, and then short game, we're expecting thousands in walk-up sales based on trade rumors.
Great. 40,000 people storm our castle with torches and pitchforks.
Yeah, well, in a year or two, they're going to be thanking me.
Yeah, that's the thing about baseball. It's a very sentimental game. Fans get attached. They have long memories.
Oscar, I don't make decisions to win friends. I make decisions to win... Well, that's it. Just nothing more. To win.
Mike steps inside.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
You've met Charlie, right?
The new Frank Reed. We've met.
Yeah, I've been called worse.
As you know, we're into it with the Cubs, but there are still a few things that need to be ironed out. This would be like the Yankees trading Jeter, so it has to be perfect.
If I had Jeter's rings, I wouldn't be going anywhere. Mm. Can I make a final request?
Shoot.
I know that there's some chatter out there.
Some.
But, yeah. But until it's official, I want to keep this quiet on our end.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
And listen, Mike, enjoy today. You deserve all the love you're going to get out there.
And thank you.
Mike leaves the office.
I just want it to be over.
Yeah. So do I.
At the stadium.
I didn't realize they were so far along.
Will and Ev are really motivated. They want to strike while the iron's hot.
That's great. I mean, they must have put up some real money. There's permits, insurance, deposits. Does Will have that kind of capital?
I wrote him a check.
For how much?
That's none of your business.
Ginny.
What?
You were going to have an endless range of opportunities this offseason. Attaching your name to a sports bar that will fail within a year? It's not worth your time and your energy.
Amelia, that's my brother. I will always have his back, so you need to get on board with this.
In her locker area, Ginny dresses for the game. She finds her cleats stuck to a shelf in her locker. Ginny grins. In the clubhouse.
Very funny. Very funny. Who was it? Really?
So my cleats just nailed themselves to my cubby?
Rookie pranks don't start until September 1st.
Which is tomorrow when all the other rookies are called up.
Mike walks out.
Unless someone won't be here, so they pranked me a day early.
In a hallway.
Levon. Hey. How we doing? You acclimating okay?
If acclimating means hitting 290 with 15 RBIs in August, I'd say I'm acclimating very well.
Oscar turns to find Natalie walking toward him.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I just had lunch with my dad.
Oh, I wonder if the name Mike Lawson came up.
Oh, maybe just once or twice, but let's just say that my dad is not your biggest fan at the moment.
Yeah.
And you're getting killed online, too. You know that, right?
It's okay. Comes with the job. Killed how badly?
Well, the memes are pretty funny. Oh, did you see Charlie's, I have confidence in my front office to do the right thing tweet?
Hmm.
So, I have a meeting this afternoon with the chief of surgery. Dr. Sheehan is back from maternity leave, and they're offering me a permanent position.
Oh. You think you'll take it?
I don't know. I mean, my dad really wants me to stay in San Diego, but there are just some other opportunities I've been considering.
For what it's worth, that might be the one thing that your dad and I actually agree on these days. In fact, I think I'm asking you to stay. Yeah, I am.
Okay, you didn't exactly stick that landing there, pal.
No, but I meant it.
A trainer stretches Mike's leg in the training room. Ginny enters. The trainer leaves. Mike wears a towel over his face.
You're stopping. Why are you stopping?
Ginny removes the towel.
Players with World Series rings while playing 15 years on one team. Johnny Bench, George Brett, Frankie Crosetti, Roberto Clemente.
Frankie Crosetti?
8 World Series rings, 17 years with the Yankees. Watch a little Ken Burns, Lawson.
I'm busy, Baker. What do you want?
We're only 7 games back.
Yeah, with 3 teams ahead of us.
It's a long shot, sure. Me being in the majors was a long shot, but I'm here.
Yeah, I know. I saw the after-school special. Listen, rookie, after you spend 15 years in the bigs, then we'll talk career choices. And this wasn't my idea.
Yeah, but don't act like you don't have a say in this.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm running out of time and I haven't won a World Series.
Then win one with us. If not this year, then next.
I have to stretch. I've got a game.
Tell me I moved the needle a little bit. We'll think about sticking around.
I'll tell you what.
What?
The more you talk, the better I feel about my decision.
Wow.
Yep.
Enters Al's office.
Hey, how are we feeling about Levon?
feel great about Levon with Mike Lawson on this team and terrified about Levon without Mike.
Why?
How much time have you got?
Snap throws to first when Salvamini isn't ready and the situation doesn't call for it. Swinging at the first pitch every time.
Just doesn't listen to us.
Is this your way of saying don't trade Mike?
No. This is my way of saying don't trade Mike. Don't trade Mike. Unless you want LeBron to regress.
Okay. Thanks for the input.
One more thing. Buck, would you give us some privacy?
Buck nods.
Yep.
He leaves.
Natalie's been hanging around the park a lot lately. Buck's noticed. I'm sure you've noticed, too.
Yeah, no, I saw her earlier, and you had lunch with her today, right?
Yeah, today, Tuesday, last Saturday. Anyway, she's never really been into baseball, and with the hours she works, she barely has free time to begin with. So I figure she must be dating a player.
I see. Well, look, Natalie's smart, and I'm sure any guy she dates would be one you'd approve of.
Damn it, Oscar, I just gave you an opening to tell me, and you didn't take it.
You know about us.
You've been through a lot this year, Oscar. With the stress of calling up Ginny, dealing with a new boss, a nasty divorce. Now you throw in that women keel over in your wake, and you can understand why I'm concerned about you dating my daughter.
You shouldn't be. I care about her.
Uh-huh.
I do. I'm not planning on bailing on her.
Not planning. Oh, that's reassuring.
A teammate approaches Ginny in a hall.
Hey. I saw you talking to Mike earlier. Where's his head?
Like he'd share anything with me. I'm just the rookie.
Thought maybe he'd open up to you.
Because I'm a girl?
No, because you two are so close. It's a compliment, Baker.
Lighten up.
Her teammate walks off. Ginny pulls out her cell phone. She sends a message to Noah reading, "Dinner?" A response reads, "Tonight?" Ginny smiles. Amelia and Elliot enter a suite. She spots Evelyn.
I should say something.
Can't we just go through one game without any drama?
No drama. I can be pleasant. Watch. Evelyn. Hey. Your hair looks great. I love it straight like that.
It's always like this.
Right. Look, I've obviously been resistant to your restaurant idea, but it's only because Ginny has such a blind spot when it comes to her brother.
Well, I don't. And I've got it under control.
Okay. Then I guess that's all there is to say.
On the field, Mike enters a batting cage as other players watch.
With the trade talk buzz cranked up to 11, we have to talk about the situation in San Diego.
If Mike Lawson goes to the Cubs, Chicago has the young guns, the brainiac manager, and the fans on the rooftops. But now they may have the fire in the hole. And that is Mike Lawson.
You okay?
Ginny looks at Blip.
He's walking out on us.
You almost did. Forget about your first start. Get me out of the damn game. Mike didn't quit on you, did he? I'm not happy about this either, but you know that old saying that there's no I in team? Don't believe it. It's 25 of them, all with their own lives and their own problems.
She watches Mike bat.
He's leaving this team in good hands.
Blip offers a smile. Mike hits a ball to the outfield.
Warning, Jack Bauer.
You hit it out of the infield this season?
It's a fine infield.
Mike sends another ball to the outfield.
Oh. Is that all you got? These fans came out early to see you hit bombs. Come on now.
Mike sends a fly ball to the outfield. A player catches the hit.
Don't worry. With the wind, that'll be out at Wrigley.
Mike hits a grounder.
Okay, can I give you a tip? What? You're opening up.
Mike swings and misses.
Don't laugh. Those who can't hit, you know, pitch.
Mike, will you stop her chatter, please?
Yeah, stop the chatter, Mike. Come on now.
Mike stands at the plate. He hits a ball to the outfield seats. Mike hits several more pitches.
Attaboy.
Watches Mike send a ball over the fence.
Lawson.
Good listening.
Mike strolls past Ginny.
You know you're going to miss me.
We are going to miss you if you leave, Mike. I'm not afraid to say it. Why are you?
Remember, it wasn't my idea to leave.
Don't.
In Oscar's office.
Sorry, Ted. I had a big lunch, so the idea of eating 7 million is a little more than I can stomach.
Ah, come on. I'm getting fleeced here. 7 million is fair.
I tell you what. We're willing to keep 3 million of Mike's contract on our books, but that's it.
When did you become such a hard ass?
Just talk to your boss and get back to us.
Fine, fine. But one last thing. Tomorrow is September 1st.
Yeah, I know. I know. We have to get this done today so that Lawson's eligible for your postseason roster.
Exactly. And because we don't want any hiccups, I better not see Mike Lawson in the lineup tonight.
Wait, did I miss something? Do we have a deal?
Not if Mike Lawson gets hurt.
You remember those thousands of walk-up fans you talked about? They will crucify us if Lawson doesn't play his last game.
I understand that, but I'm not going to blow the deal.
You tweeted that you had confidence in your front office to do the right thing. Did you mean that, or are you just positioning yourself to play the blame game?
You've been hurt, Oscar.
Charlie returns to the call.
Ted, you still there?
I am.
In the clubhouse, Mike looks at a lineup card posted on a wall. He finds his name crossed out and Duarte written beside it. Fuming, he enters Al's office.
I got scratched?
I went looking for you.
Because of the deal?
I guess they're close. Look, I don't like it any more than you, but you agreed to it when you waived your no-trade clause.
Al, I don't care about the curtain call. I just want to help us win. You got to use me.
Sorry, Mike. Played your last game for the Padres.
Furrowing his brow, Mike leaves.
A sold-out crowd today in what could be Mike Lawson's last game. But here in the bottom of the ninth, the Padres down 3-1 to the Dodgers. The fans can't be happy that their hero has yet to set foot on the field.
Mike paces in the dugout.
Okay.
All right, let's get it going. Come on, boys. Let's go.
Look at Mike Lawson. He's pacing in that dugout like a caged animal. You know he wants to get in the game.
In the suite, Amelia glances at Evelyn across the room. Elliot looks up from his laptop at Amelia.
Try it my way. Just once. I am your director of social media, after all.
Yes, and your area of expertise is finding new and creative ways for people to interact without speaking to each other.
They exchange a glance.
Fine.
She walks to Evelyn and Will's table.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I overstepped with both of you. I wish you only the best with your restaurant business. And if you need anything, any advice, let me know.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Amelia returns to her table.
Was that so bad?
It accomplished nothing.
The Padres down to their last strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit. Duarte rounding second, heading to third. And they'll hold him there. No! Duarte going to try to score. Here comes the throw. Safe! Duarte scores all the way from first.
It looked like they were telling him to stop at third base, but he must have missed a sign.
Or he ignored it, Mark. Either way, LeVon's daring base running has the Padres down by just a single run. Two outs here in the ninth.
Whose turn is it to talk to him?
Rock, paper, scissors?
And that's going to force the Dodgers to make a pitching change.
Hey, they're bringing in a lefty. If you need a right-handed hitter.
Mike, my hands are tied.
Come on, Al. Come on!
Mike sits beside Ginny on the bench.
Put on a helmet.
What?
Trust me, put on a helmet.
Hey, Rob.
The cameraman aims his camera at Ginny.
He's got a crush on me.
She winks.
Do it.
Mike takes off his hat and puts on a helmet. He looks at Rob's camera.
Mike, what are you doing? Mike!
In the suite.
He's hitting.
Mike Lawson may, after all, be called on to pinch hit here.
Skip, any second now. 40,000 fans are about to start chanting.
Gonna deny some kid who spent his hard-earned allowance the chance to see his idol swing the bat, are you?
I don't care about curtain calls, but there's a baseball game out there that we need to win, and Mike gives us the best chance at doing that.
No offense, Voorhees.
All good. I know where you live.
It's gonna make a hell of a captain someday.
You guys really do want to see me get fired.
Let me win the damn game, Skip. I promise I won't get hurt.
If they run you out for letting Mike Lawson bat in the ninth inning in a one-run game, I'll not only leave with you, I'll quit the damn game for good.
Al frowns. Mike looks at him expectantly.
Just don't get hurt.
Smiling, Mike nods at Ginny. In Oscar's office.
What the hell are you doing?
Mike steps out of the dugout. Amelia smiles as she watches from the suite.
Why is Mike Lawson hitting?
I'm gonna have to ask Al.
Oscar, I swear to God, if this trade falls apart...
You can tweet it, it's my fault. Hashtag, I don't give a rat's ass.
What are you doing?
I'm not watching Mike Lawson's last at-bat on a flat screen.
Because of the trade speculation, fans, we thought Mike Lawson was sitting this one out tonight.
Mike approaches home plate. He looks around at the cheering fans. His teammates stand in the dugout. Mike adjusts his gloves. He eyes the pitcher on the mound as he gets in position. Ginny watches from the dugout. In his office, Oscar stands at his window. The pitcher winds up and throws the ball.
Swung on and missed. Oh, Lawson almost coming out of his shoes.
Mike returns to the plate. Lip and Ginny watch from the edge of the dugout. The pitcher winds up and throws the ball.
Line drive! Foul ball! Oh, he had a good pitch to hit there. Well, he's in a hole now. Petco is going crazy.
Come on, Mike!
Mike plants his feet in the dirt beside the plate. Taps it with his bat, then stands in the batter's box. The pitcher gets in position on the mound. He throws the ball. It soars toward the plate. Mike watches it land in the catcher's glove.
Called strike three. That's your ball game.
Players in the dugout wear shocked expressions. In the suite.
No joy in Mudville.
At least Casey swung the bat.
Let's go. I want to beat the traffic.
Wow. He was not expecting a curveball there.
The game ends with Mike Lawson caught looking.
Mike returns to the dugout.
But listen to the hand they're giving their hometown hero.
I wouldn't get hurt.
Mike puts away his bat. He takes off his helmet.
Faster, further,
Mike! Mike!
Al points to the cheering crowd. Mike hesitates, then steps out of the dugout. He takes off his hat and waves. Wearing a proud expression, Ginny claps. The crowd stands and applauds. Mike looks around the stadium. He returns to the dugout. In the clubhouse, Mike sits by his locker.
That third strike was definitely outside.
Sorry your poster boy let you down.
You're gonna kill it in Chicago.
You know it. Where are you off to?
I have a thing with my brother. If everyone goes out for a drink later, let me know.
I'm going home. Have fun.
Still wearing his uniform, Mike hangs his head. Ginny looks at Blip across the room.
Bye.
She leaves. Blip walks up to his teammate.
What? You could have said bye to everyone. You could have said that it was about to rain. You could have just took everybody out for a beer, but you didn't.
Tell you what, when it's your time to lead, you can do things differently.
I hope you stay, Mike. But if you don't, I'll do exactly that.
Blip leaves. Mike removes his gear and tosses it in his locker.
Fine, want to get a beer? Blip!
Levon walks to his locker nearby. Mike gets up from his seat and grabs the wooden box from his locker. He looks at the gavel and the other items inside, then sets it on the shelf in Blip's locker. Levon approaches Mike in the mostly empty clubhouse. Mike shakes his hand.
You ran through the stop sign today. When your third base coach tells you to stop, you stop.
Yeah, but I scored. You struck out looking and we lost. So I should listen to you.
All right, you know what? You're right. You don't need my help. You're a big boy. Damn. Worse than Jedi.
Jedi?
Jedi was my dog. Used to love to chase skunks in a ravine behind our house. I trained him, I bribed him, I fenced him in, and you just keep getting out and chasing skunks. You come home happy, full of thorns. Most importantly, not skunked. He got cockier and cockier until finally he wore me down, and I just let him be a dog. And his luck ran out.
Hey, he got skunked.
No, he got eaten by a coyote. You risked the last out of the game when we were down by two with a winning run in the on-deck circle. You scored for Levon, not the team.
Mike turns back to his locker. Levon lingers behind Mike, then walks out of the clubhouse. In his office, Al sits next to Natalie.
Of all people, why him? Is this your way of rebelling against me?
My seeing Oscar has nothing to do with you. And come on, are you ever gonna like any guy that I date?
Hey. Oh, sorry.
Is this about Mike hitting?
I can wait.
I let Mike hit because I wanted him to take a bow. But mostly, I wanted to win because the math says we're still in this thing. So you can just march back to Charlie and tell him to fire me already because I am tired of defending all my decisions.
Al, I'm on your side.
Natalie, can we have a minute?
Yeah, sure. No.
No?
No. Because you two are acting like a couple of little boys here. Dad, you complain that Oscar doesn't have your back anymore, but when we're together... He tells me that you're the reason the team held it together when Jenny arrived. And you think that my dad is defying you out of spite. But deep down, you know he's right about Mike Lawson. And since I have you both here together, I might as well tell you that I am not taking the job at the hospital. I'm volunteering for International Medical Corps.
International? That sounds far away.
And when I'm gone, maybe you'll both learn to stop talking to me and start talking to each other. I'll call you tomorrow.
She kisses Al on the cheek. She faces Oscar.
This was not how I wanted to tell you. I'm sorry. If you want, maybe I can come over later and we can talk.
Yeah, I like that.
Natalie steps past him and leaves the office. Oscar sits on the couch armrest.
I asked her to stay.
She has a tendency to not do that.
I'm glad you let Mike hit.
Yeah. Bet Charlie wasn't.
No, he was not.
In the city, Ginny arrives at a restaurant. Wearing a black dress, she finds Noah seated at a table in an empty dining room. He stands as she crosses the dining room to him.
I thought I had the wrong place.
Well, maybe Ginny Baker's popularity is starting to trend south. Hopefully that rad new video game avatar will rally your fans back.
I should be so lucky.
Hold on.
Did you light all these candles?
Yeah, actually, I had my mom do it because I can't play with fire. I get nervous.
Thank you.
So I went ahead and ordered for you. No, I'm just kidding. You can have whatever you want.
That server arrives.
Hi. Is there a menu I can see?
Oh, no, that part I wasn't kidding about. You literally can order anything you want.
Oh, okay. I think I'll take a jalapeno burger. Is that weird?
Yes, it's very weird, actually. Make it two, please.
Absolutely.
So I have a business question.
Oh, okay.
What is your advice in terms of investing, say, in a restaurant?
Oh, that's easy. Don't. I mean, restaurants fail more often than startups do. And of course, no friends, no family. But I'm sure you already knew that.
Yeah. So this must be exhausting, doing this for all your clients.
Yeah.
Custom video games.
Yeah.
Renting out entire restaurants.
Oh, no, I didn't rent this place out. Food here is terrible.
No.
Especially the jalapeno burger.
In Will's hotel room.
Ev, what's going on?
I just wanted to look over the numbers with you.
Okay. Can I get you a drink or something?
I've been over and over the spreadsheet and receipts, and there's a big discrepancy here. I mean, that's got to be some kind of error, right?
Let me take a look. I have a separate ledger for the promotion budget. See, with Jenny's name attached, we'll do a lot of PR, a lot of special events, so I set aside 40 grand for that.
What about the other 32,000?
I could have sworn I told you, but I got this ridiculous deal on kitchen equipment.
Oh, it's a little soon for that. I mean, you haven't even met with a contractor.
And I know, but it was such a good deal, I couldn't pass it up. Hey, we're all good, okay? All is good. We are kicking butt right now, all right?
Yeah, I'm probably just freaking out a little because Blip and I have our money tied up in this, too.
I get it.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. My bad for not mentioning it, all right? So are we good?
We're good.
You sure?
Yeah, yes. All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you later. Have a good night.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
Yeah, I didn't even care that she had a kid. I was just so weirded out that the nanny had her in the bathroom in case she needed to breastfeed.
Okay. You win. Best first date story. Hands down.
Well, this one's not over yet.
Jenny checks her phone.
Sorry.
A text message from Mike reads, Bordner's Bar. She puts her phone away.
Everything cool?
Yeah, good.
Lowering her stare, Ginny picks up her wine glass.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, Noah. I gotta go.
He nods. Mike sits alone at a bar. Ginny smiles as she steps inside.
Hey, Lawson.
He looks up at her.
What happened to the rest of the guys? I walked out on a date.
A date, huh? Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But in my defense, you said that you were going out with your brother. So, out of curiosity, why did you say you were going out with your brother?
In case you're going out with the guys. I wanted to go out, too. I didn't want you to feel bad interrupting a date.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go with that.
We will go with that. That's the truth.
Okay.
So what's the word?
The Cubs want to know if I can make a 4 p.m. press conference in Chicago tomorrow.
Wow.
Do you know why I'm leaving?
You want to win a World Series.
That's true. But the team doesn't want me, and that's okay. We're all expendable at some point, so it's my time.
Your teammates don't want you to go.
What about you?
Jenny shakes her head.
Part of me wants you to leave for the same reason you want to leave. Because all this trade talk is distracting us from playing the game we love. What?
I'm gonna miss the hell out of you, Baker.
Really?
Yeah, and it's only been 3 months.
You'll be back. You live here.
You know what I mean. You know what I'm really gonna miss?
What?
Catching your lollipop fastball. And listening to your feminista rants.
Feminista rants? What is that?
And the way that you constantly interrupt me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that horsey laugh.
Right there. I'm going to miss that. Especially on the plane.
Okay, I'm going to miss your crankiness and your eye rolling and your over-the-top speeches. They are far too long. And mostly I'm going to miss your backhanded compliments.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And the beard. You're going to miss the beard.
Never.
Maybe a little.
I'll never miss the beard.
They trade smiles.
I got an early flight.
Yeah.
At home, Evelyn looks at the Scroogey's budget on her tablet. She dials a call on her cell phone.
Amelia, it's Evelyn. I need your help with something.
I don't think we should take on more than $3 million of Mike's contract.
It'll kill the deal.
Then it kills the deal.
You know what I think? I think you brought me back here because you don't want to trade a 36-year-old catcher with two bum knees for two left-handed pitchers, one of whom was a first-round draft pick.
The team needs Mike. Even Levon.
Levon needs Mike.
Yes, he's going to be a great player someday. He'll get there a lot sooner if he plays behind Mike.
You willing to tie your fate to Mike Lawson?
Mike and Ginny step out of the bar.
My car will be here any minute.
Yeah, mine too.
I knew you wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
Bye. Who said goodbye?
Oh, that's mine. Don't get fat off the deep dish.
She steps closer to an arriving car.
Ginny.
Ginny? That's first.
I nailed your cleats.
I knew you did. Bye.
Closing their eyes, they embrace. Ginny opens her eyes. They slowly separate. They stand with their faces inches apart.
You have an early flight.
Yeah.
They share a tender look. Then Ginny leans in. She pulls away. Mike looks at his cell phone.
It's Oscar.
Answer it. You have to.
Hello. Yeah. Are you serious? Okay.
Mike ends the call.
I'm not going anywhere. The trade fell through.
Ginny takes a step back.